G'day one, g'day all, welcome to another episode of Strange Days, Seth Osmond.
Hey, you should try our new prescription medication. Side effects include sneezing, wheezing, labored breathing, trouble speaking, sleeping, eating, hemorrhages, internal bleeding, feeling short of breath, nausea, dry mouth, cough and fever, blockages of the ureter, choking, bloating, tremor, seizures, coma, stroke, or death, mood swings, muscle aches, weight gain, fugue states, osteoporosis, sudden psychosis, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, masochism, vampirism, sudden necromanticism, phantom limbs, fanaticism, chronic deja vu, transient telepathy, changes in your destiny, ancient forms of leprosy, chronic deja vu, loss of hair, weight, smell, taste, balance, vision, hearing, strength, loss of memory, will to live, sense of self, fucks to give. Do not take this medication if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or a human person. Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
You're gonna suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're gonna suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you gotta start sucking to get to being good at it, because you're gonna have a sucking part of it to get the success. So you gotta suck to get to success. So you got, it's gonna be real bad at stuff. So just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on to being good at whatever it is you're doing. So just start sucking. Okay, bye.
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery, cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops. Monday, bullshit. Tuesday, bullshit. Wednesday, bullshit. And then four more days of increasingly stupid predicament, ignorant, folded, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
What had happened is that we actually lost the original page through all the effery, you know what I mean?
When I read in the Herald Sun recently a report that there's been a 20% increase in cardiac arrests in Victoria since 2019.
Cardiac arrest incidents are at the highest ever recorded in Victoria.
Thousands of Australians die from a sudden cardiac arrest each year, and in many cases, the cause is unknown.
Intermittent fasting, it may nearly double the risk of dying from a heart issue.
A link to mental health and an increase in, you know, heart attacks.
Doctors want to warn about the impact of smoking marijuana and its effect.
How does climate change affect your heart health?
High nighttime temperatures are particularly dangerous for human health.
The link between sudden cardiac arrest and influenza.
What is the root cause of this massive spike in cardiac arrests?
Global research had been detecting risks associated with COVID-19 mRNA vaccines.
Research has shown is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease in people who've already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now, that's a huge increase.
Data continue to surface on adverse events, including myocarditis, acute cardiac injuries.
So if it wasn't for this data that's come out recently, I would have attributed most of these excess deaths from heart disease to those lifestyle factors. Now the vaccine has been thrown in to the equation, we can't ignore it.
I don't know if it's the COVID injections, but if it's not, surely we must ask ourselves why. Why is there a 20% increase in cardiac arrests over the past 5 years? Given Australia's unexplained excess deaths, I've written to Mark Butler, the Minister for Health, to ask if his department is willing to include COVID-19 vaccine mandates in their scope of investigation into the possible cause of this very disturbing trend. I ask these questions as I have done for 3 years without judgment of anybody, only asking why.
Just a question that needs an answer, you know what I mean?
Hey, you should try our new prescription medication. Side effects include sneezing, wheezing, labored breathing, trouble speaking, sleeping, eating, hemorrhages, internal bleeding, feeling short of breath, nausea, dry mouth, cough and fever, blockages of the ureter, choking, bloating, tremor, seizures, coma, stroke, or death, mood swings, muscle aches, weight gain, fugue states, osteoporosis, sudden psychosis, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, masochism, vampirism, sudden necromanticism, phantom limbs, fanaticism, chronic deja vu, transient telepathy, changes in your destiny, ancient forms of leprosy, chronic deja vu, loss of hair, weight,
smell, taste, balance, vision, hearing, strength, loss of memory, will to live, sense of self, fucks to give. Do not take this medication if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or a human person. Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
Ask your doctor that ye trust, is it right for you?
We must learn to say is no. At the end of the day, there's very few of those trying to control the world, and there's very many of us. And so if we get to a mass critical number of people that simply say no, they really don't stand a chance. It's not about fighting. It's not about revolution in that sense. It's an awareness revolution. And this is where I come, is because I like to make people see what is coming along the path that they've planned for us, and then also make them aware of how resilient, how powerful, how intelligent we are, so that they don't feel powerless or helpless, which is what they've been trying to convince us that we are.
I don't like when people present things like that in pure beauty. I concentrate more on the looks than the more and on the message conveyed, you know what I mean? You're lucky you guys have got audio, I'm telling you that right now. There's no doubt about it. Bloody hell.
Because we have something new and exciting to share, as was said by somebody just now to us about having the knowledge of...
All right. This one's CDS 400, cases of autism reversed with chlorine dioxide. Now, this is a lengthy one. It goes for at least half an hour. I'm going to publish this after this anyway, so, today or tomorrow. But I'll give you a bit of a taste for a couple of minutes anyway. Check this out.
The cause, and of course, knowledge of the solution. Now we understand a little bit more why chlorine dioxide has recovered and cured 400 plus children from autism. So Dr. Senev, I'm going to let you kind of take the floor. And one of the things that I do want to get into is the fact that there's a lot of confusion between chlorine, chlorination, chlorine dioxide, and oxidation. So that might be something we want to talk about a little bit and then kind of get into how chlorine dioxide can chelate glyphosate, as our two worlds collide.
I know. It's so wonderful. And you know, when you said this stuff works, I just really was so interested in trying to figure out why, because I'm always interested in why. You know, why does something work? Why does something fail? How does glyphosate do this? That's always been my strong curiosity about understanding that. And I have been then researching chloride and, you know, ways in which it could be disrupted by glyphosate in the body, and I have found lots of potential answers there from reading the research literature and based on my idea that glyphosate substitutes for glycine by mistake during protein synthesis, which I really, really think is true. The more I dig in, the more confident I am that I'm right about that, because of its that alone explains the correlation with all these diseases that we see going up. Not just autism, of course, there's a huge list of diseases that are rising in our population that we don't understand why. And we see perfect, you know, in many cases, extremely strong correlation with glyphosate, and we dismiss it because correlation doesn't mean causation, which I think is just ridiculous. You know, face it, you've got this chemical poisoning everybody and you've got everybody getting sick. Connect the dots. It's not hard to connect those dots. What really excited me was that I've been, you know, and I have other collaborators, and Laura Orlando is the one who... She and I recently wrote two papers together, side by side, published side by side on glyphosate being causal in Mesoamerican nephropathy, which is this weird kind of kidney failure that's happening with farmers in Central America who work in the sugarcane fields. And we could totally explain that on the basis of the various proteins that would be disrupted by glyphosate. But she is actually an expert on water. And so she started looking into water, the idea of is water, or how extensive is glyphosate contamination in our water supply, and where might it be high, and how might that be related to people getting sick?
Okay, I'll leave it at that, because I'll put the full, you know, presentation of it on. I came across a few years back, I think the studies were pretty close to 7 to 10 years ago, they found that there's with schizophrenia, that there's a protein in wheat. They managed to cure 90%+ of schizophrenics by eliminating wheat from their diet. But because they knew the protein involved, they managed to actually have a way for them to eat bread without actually having that protein in bread. So, yeah, very interesting study about schizophrenia and wheat. And maybe if you know anyone that's going through those issues, it might be a little bit of good advice to just tell them, you know, just try it. Try for a couple of weeks, no bread, no wheat products at all, and just see what happens. You never know. Seems to be pretty good results in that sort of field, for sure. The COVID, it was confirmed, actually, that the last day or two, that COVID mRNA vaccines contain a component that suppresses immune response and stimulates cancer growth. That's according to the... I can't see the publication. I shouldn't have read that because I don't like to read it if I don't have a backup source. Something news, I can't zoom in. In News. I think it's called innews.com. Anyway, I should have checked that first before I read it. Ever listen to this one? This is it's an interview with James Freeman, the Freeman Report. Or it's actually the Freeman Report with...
According to a study by the University College London, long COVID...
This is about long COVID, the contract and the millions of Brits suffering injuries and illnesses caused by the jibby jab.
It's an umbrella term for a diverse range of symptoms that include extreme tiredness, shortness of breath, problems with memory and concentration, so-called brain fog... heart palpitations, dizziness, and joint pain and muscle aches. Now, forgive me for being cynical, but these symptoms are almost identical to many of the symptoms suffered by the many people who I've met and spoken with who have been vaccine injured. As part of the documentary I made about those who have been vaccine injured, I interviewed Charlotte Crichton and Caroline Pover, who founded UKCV Family.
Right, this goes for 5 minutes all up from now, so we'll see how it goes anyway. I haven't listened to all of it, but it seems like an interesting dude.
Which is now a registered British charity that supports thousands of its members who've been injured by the COVID shots. Now, as part of those interviews, Charlotte discussed at length the many and varied symptoms of the charity's members and those suffered by her, who she's also been vaccine injured. And it is important to note that many of them never caught COVID. So there was no question ever of the cause being COVID. Now, the list of symptoms Charlotte discussed literally mirrors many of the symptoms used to describe long COVID. Now, those of us with inquiring minds started to wonder long ago if long COVID was being used as a cover for vaccine injuries. You see, vaccine injuries very often take a few weeks to materialise, as not all injuries occur immediately. And so, unless you're aware that these symptoms are caused by the jabs, then it's easy to see you wouldn't associate cause and effect with the jabs, particularly when the medical establishment have invented very conveniently a catch-all illness that they can blame, aka long COVID. Of course, the government also pushed the lie that you can be ill with COVID but not have any symptoms at all. People therefore assumed that they had probably had COVID even if they had not had any symptoms. And many of us suspected at the time that long COVID was invented to misdirect millions of people away from learning that they had in fact been injured by the jabs. Since then, though, the question of whether long COVID exists has been addressed. For example, the Chief Health Officer of Queensland, Australia, said it was wrong to imply there is something unique about symptoms suffered by people following a bout of COVID. Research by Queensland's Public Health Department, which studied more than 5,000 people, found no evidence that adults who had had COVID-19 were more likely to have symptoms similar to long COVID a year after their diagnosis when compared to adults who'd never had COVID. Now, study of 5,000 people is pretty significant. So I think it's safe to conclude that there is no such thing as long COVID. Now, what is really interesting is the research showed that people who had never had COVID were just as likely to suffer from the range of symptoms linked to long COVID as those who had had COVID. Interesting. So if COVID isn't responsible for the symptoms being called long COVID, what is? Now, sadly, the study never asked the same question of the COVID jabs, which is not surprising given the capture of our governments and institutions. I mean, we couldn't have a study from a government body linking millions of illnesses to the jabs, now could we? Because that would recognise the existence of a public health disaster. In the UK, 1.9 million people are apparently living with long COVID, according to surveys by the Office for National Statistics. And we know that 700,000 more people have been signed off work on the long-term sick since the jab rollout in 2021. According to the ONS, thousands of healthcare workers suffer from long COVID. And now it seems they've grouped together and are preparing to sue the government for not protecting them adequately because PPE was either non-existent or inadequate. Now, I wonder what all of these people would do if they knew the truth, that there never was a thing called long COVID, and actually, in reality, they are instead suffering from a jab injury as a result of being given an experimental medicine. I've got no doubt at all that the government knows exactly what has happened, although it will never admit it because of the consequences it would unleash. So this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, in a place where a made-up illness is being used to cover up the largest public health disaster and crime against humanity ever inflicted on the world. Because if millions are suffering from long COVID, apparently in the UK, all you need to do is extrapolate the maths. And what you end up with is a public health disaster of epic proportions.
So what they did is they had, a camera looking at a space with people in it. That's sort of like coming in from one eye. The other eye is the radio signals, so sonar from the Wi-Fi router. And they just learned to predict, like, this is where the human beings are. Then they took away the camera. So all the AI had was the language of radio signals bouncing around a room. And this is what they're able to reconstruct. Real-time 3D pose estimation, right? So suddenly AI has turned every Wi-Fi router into a camera that can work in the dark, specially tuned for tracking living beings.
Bloody hell, eh? Pretty sinister stuff going on, guys.
As I quietly studied myocarditis in children a month before the FDA authorized COVID shots for kids aged 5 to 11, while the CDC was promoting the COVID-19 vaccine as safe and effective for children and teens, Pfizer was studying whether and how much it damaged their hearts. So they knew, Mary.
Holly, that's exactly right. This is great work by Daily Clout and a volunteer, Dr. Flowers, who's really led this charge. This is evidence that they expected that there would be myocarditis in children. They did. This is a study out of Europe where they were giving the kids the shots and then they were testing their troponin levels. And I do believe this is really significant. They were giving the kids the licensed version in Europe. They were not giving them the same version that was used in the United States, the emergency use authorization version of the COVID shots. But this is an indication of knowledge. And I think this is significant for some of the ongoing lawsuits. CHD has an ongoing lawsuit against the FDA for authorizing these shots for children 5 to 11. So this revelation is very significant.
Wow. This guy's from, where is he? It's an interesting yarn. It goes for 2.5 minutes. His name's Orbán Viktor, Prime Minister of Hungary. This man has got a set of balls.
in English in a Project Syndicate publication. It was done 2015, September 26th. And he published a plan. He said that he is my, I'm quoting, he writes the six components of my comprehensive plan. I just quote two or three points of that. First is, he said very clearly, 2015, that, quoting again, EU has to accept at least 1 million asylum seekers annually. That was the first point. Second, he said, adequate financing is critical. And he proposed to issue long-term euro bonds for financing the migration crisis and the migrants' social and welfare taking care when they arrive to the European Union. And another point, which is very important for Hungary, which is involving the territory of Hungary directly into this program, he said that, quoting them, safe channels must be established for asylum seekers, starting with getting them from Greece and Italy to their destination countries, which means to bring them to Greece, to Hungary, and then have them to go to Austria. So don't forget that what we are speaking about is not an accidental story, not a bulk of 10 years of accidental story. It's a plan which is going on. It was written. It was published. It's known. So we are fighting again an organized gang called Empire of George Soros, NGOs, who are just supporting everybody who is transgressing our legal system and our regulation and financing illegal activity against our nation. So this is why the story is not just about migration, but it's about how this European Union is working and how George Soros was able to captive the main positions inside many institutions of European Union, buying out MPs and other leaders, and in order to execute the plan which is written, and it's against all the Christian and nation-based political forces. It's against us. It's about how to change Europe and how to eliminate and push aside all the Christian, conservative, national-based political leaders and voters from the European Union decision-making body. So this is the migration about, not just about migration. Sorry for it.
When I read in the Herald Sun recently a report that there's been a 20% increase in cardiac arrests in Victoria since 2019.
Cardiac arrest incidents are at the highest ever recorded in Victoria.
Thousands of Australians die from a sudden cardiac arrest each year, and in many cases, the cause is unknown.
Intermittent fasting, it may nearly double the risk of dying from a heart issue.
A link to mental health and an increase in, you know, heart attacks.
Doctors want to warn about the impact of smoking marijuana and its effect.
How does climate change affect your heart health?
High nighttime temperatures are particularly dangerous for human health.
The link between sudden cardiac arrest and influenza.
What is the root cause of this massive spike in cardiac arrests?
Global research had been detecting risks associated with COVID-19 mRNA vaccines.
Research has shown is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease if people have already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now that's a huge increase.
Data continue to surface on adverse events, including myocarditis, acute cardiac injuries.
So if it wasn't for this data that's come out recently, I would have attributed most of these excess deaths from heart disease to those lifestyle factors. Now the vaccine has been thrown in to the equation, we can't ignore it.
I don't know if it's the COVID injections, but if it's not, surely we must ask ourselves why. Why is there a 20% increase in cardiac arrests over the past 5 years? Given Australia's unexplained excess deaths, I've written to Mark Butler, the Minister for Health, to ask if his department is willing to include COVID-19 vaccine mandates in their scope of investigation into the possible cause of this very disturbing trend. I ask these questions as I have done for 3 years without judgment of anybody, only asking why. And that's justice as I see it.
The five monkeys.
A group of scientists placed five monkeys in a cage and in the middle a ladder with bananas on top.
Every time a monkey went up the ladder, the scientists soaked the rest of the monkeys with cold water. After a while, every time a monkey went up the ladder, the others beat up the one on the ladder. After some time, no monkey dared go up the ladder, regardless of the temptation. Scientists then decided to substitute one of the monkeys. The first thing this new monkey did was go up the ladder. Immediately, the other monkeys beat him up. After several beatings, the new member learned not to climb the ladder, even though he never knew why. A second monkey was substituted, and the same occurred. The first monkey participated on the beating for the second monkey. The replacements repeated until what was left was a group of five monkeys that, even though never received a cold shower, continued to beat up any monkey who attempted to climb the ladder. If you asked the new group of monkeys why the beatings took place, the answer would probably be,
"Well, I don't know. That's just how things are done around here."
Makes one, doesn't it?
Researchers at Princeton University have been studying how rats change their eating behavior if they're allowed to drink sugar water. The rats.
In a recent study, 43 cocaine-addicted laboratory rats were given the choice of cocaine or sugar water over a 15-day period. 40 out of the 43 chose the sugar. In another study, rats on a sugar water diet exhibited telltale signs of addiction, binging, craving, and withdrawal when the sugar was taken away.
Food addiction is a real thing. It's not a metaphor. It's a biological fact. Studies show that your brain lights up with sugar just like it does with cocaine or heroin. In fact, sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. So if you start your baby early on addictive, highly sugary foods, they're going to become addicted.
Very interesting. I've got a good little bit here about top 10 home remedies that you can use with honey. One of them is for sleep, you can use nutmeg, half a or a quarter of a cup of nutmeg and 1 tablespoon of honey. For sore throat, you can use half a lemon with some honey. Weight loss, you can use some cinnamon and some honey. Detox, you can use like a green tea and honey mixture. Constipation, you can make like a lemonade as well. Toothaches, you can use cinnamon with honey, dab it on the old girl. Coughs, half a cup of honey and 1 medium ginger. Sinus inflammations, warm water, honey and some ginger. Colds, warm milk and honey. Acne, honey and tea tree oil. So there you go. Lots of things you can do with honey. Honey bunny.
Royal Rife's discoveries and frequency healing machine were destroyed entirely while he was sued. And although he won his lawsuit, he was left entirely bankrupt. Willem Reich was also sued and even thrown in prison, where he died mysteriously. His orgone accumulator device, together with all of his research on orgone energy, was also destroyed. Unfortunately, the man to whom this video is dedicated suffered a very similar fate. Dr. Sabi, a holistic healer and herbalist who discovered a natural cure for AIDS, cancer, and all sorts of diseases, was also ridiculed, sued, and eventually thrown in prison, where he was allegedly poisoned. He healed hundreds of people, including many celebrities like Michael Jackson, Steven Seagal, Eddie Murphy, John Travolta, and others. Two of these celebrities, famed rapper Nipsey Hussle and singer Lisa Lopez, were so grateful for the guidance and healing they accomplished thanks to Dr. Sabi that they wanted to express their gratitude by spreading awareness of his healing methods and cures. Nipsey Hussle announced that he would fund and create an entire documentary dedicated to Dr. Sabi. However, before the documentary was finished, Nipsey Hussle was found dead, shot multiple times. Lisa Lopez was working on a documentary about her life and her spiritual journey, in which Dr. Sabi played a huge part. Unfortunately, right after meeting with him, she also mysteriously died in a car accident. But who was this mysterious man known as Dr. Sabi? And what was so special about his healing methods and practices that cured so many people? Before we continue, we'd like to thank ExpressVPN for sponsoring this video. ExpressVPN is the number one VPN provider.
I don't want to talk about it. This is going off under all these ads now. It's going to bloody ruin the thing.
A Gates Foundation insider has revealed America's food supply will be deliberately infected with bird flu to spark the next pandemic and pave the way for Bill Gates' next money-spinning vaccine to conquer the global market. As mainstream media reports on the fear of a mass contagion event this week after bird flu fragments were mysteriously found in grocery store milk, it just so happens that Gates has a lucrative bird flu vaccine entering trials. And it also just so happens that the Gates Foundation is already working behind the scenes to organize urgent global distribution of the bird flu vax. Before we dive in, subscribe to the People's Voice Rumble channel if you haven't already, and check out the new free speech forum on community.thepeoplesvoice.tv. Gates is doubling down on his attack on the global food supply, manufacturing another crisis, and ordering his bought and paid for media outlets to generate the fear necessary to further the globalist agenda. The elites are using the tried and tested problem-reaction-solution matrix. They intentionally cause a problem, use the media to provoke a terrified reaction from the public, and then they roll out the solution. Remember the COVID pandemic? By the time the elite rolled out the vaccines, after months of media hype, the brainwashed public were desperately rolling up their sleeves to get their doses of poison pumped into their arms.
The worry is that it could acquire the ability to easily infect people, humans. So how likely is that, and how concerned are you about that?
I mean, avian influenzas historically have crossed the barrier into humans and caused sickness and death. So it's certainly possible. We've obviously just dealt with a huge pandemic. So I'm concerned. The numbers at this point are very low. Right now, to me, this outbreak is extraordinary in the sense that it is infecting all kinds of animals, including some of the animals that we rely on for global food security. But to your point, it is certainly demonstrating an ability to cross into humans. And, you know, we've only had a handful of infections at this point. We need to keep a very vigilant eye on understanding how the virus is spreading into these animals and potentially what the risks are to humans from those animals that we rely on for our food.
We have identified the problem of bird flu in the pasteurized milk supply, and we've seen the reaction of the mainstream media as they instill terror in the minds of the gullible public. So what's the solution? According to Gates, the solution is a new experimental H5N1 mRNA vaccine that he just so happens to be pushing through the trial phase as we speak. There are four vaccines licensed for avian influenza. However, none are currently approved for the more dangerous H5N1 bird flu strain. Gates appears set to cash in on the crisis, publishing a disturbing statement on a global agreement to distribute his vaccine around the world before the vaccine has even been approved. But Gates has every right to be smugly confident. Let's face it, he isn't only playing off the media, he owns the regulators too. The globalist billionaire with the uncanny timing is set to reap another massive windfall with the bird flu vaccine. But if you're still unconvinced that Gates is behind the crisis, wait till you hear who's been working on gain-of-function experiments to make bird flu more lethal to humans. The fact is, the usual suspects have left their fingerprints all over this crime scene. The Biden regime, through the USDA, has been exposed collaborating with a Chinese military lab, working on enhancing the lethality of bird flu viruses and increasing their transmission rate to humans. Paying attention now? 18 congressional members have questioned the Department of Agriculture regarding this initiative, which was first reported by the Daily Mail. This project is part of a $1 million partnership between the USDA and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which just so happens to manage the Wuhan lab implicated in the COVID lab leak. It is an election year, after all. What are the odds that Gates, the Biden regime, and Fauci before his retirement just so happened to be funding gain-of-function experiments into bird flu just before it jumped to humans through the US food supply? And Gates just so happened to have a vaccine ready. Honestly, they're getting sloppy now. They really think we're stupid. But it gets even worse. The manufactured bird flu crisis is the perfect storm for Gates and the globalists. And if we're not careful, historians of the future will identify it as the moment the elite locked the door on the prison planet and threw away the key. We've got the all-important details of their multi-step plan for totalitarian domination after this important word from our sponsor. The manufactured energy crisis is causing our bills to rise at a historic rate, and there's no end in sight. Several studies reveal that energy costs have skyrocketed by a whopping 60% in as little as 2 years. This is why tens of thousands of people are installing this clever little device to help drastically slash their energy bills. This gadget stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity, and helps protect your appliances and electronics. Simply plug it into your home's wall outlet to help dramatically lower energy consumption and ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month. The energy companies absolutely hate this and don't want you to know about this closely guarded secret. Place your order now and receive 65% off. Viewers of this channel also get a 60-day money-back guarantee. First, they want to kill millions of cows. The elites began the coal in recent years. However, they've been frustrated by the public's unwillingness to allow them to continue. We the people love our beef. It has provided high-quality nutrition to the human race since time began. We have no interest in consuming Bill Gates' carcinogenic synthetic beef. The elites are gambling that the fear instilled in the public will allow them to move ahead with slaughtering hundreds of millions of cows around the world on the pretext of public health and safety. Mad cow disease was the test run to see how the public would react to the tainted beef supply. The gullible public failed that collective IQ test, and now the elites are convinced we will fail again. But it's not just about beef, it's about birds too, chickens specifically. Gates has already made plans to vaccinate 33 billion chickens around the world with mRNA. That's a fortune in terms of vaccine revenue for Gates. But it's also the first phase of a multi-step plan that's been in the works for years. 33 is obviously a very symbolic number for the elite, and we see it all the time. The reality is, the so-called bird flu, or H5N1, is a vaccine-induced illness and nothing more. The illness becomes a perpetual circle that leads to further injections and antibiotics, which cause more illness, both in the birds themselves and the humans who consume them. It's blatantly obvious what's happening here. Big Pharma continues to do the work of the anti-humanists to trial run a fun technocratic takeover of mankind. They utilize fake PCR tests to tell people the chickens are getting sick. They then inject the chickens with poison that the public then eats, which leads to more people getting sick. This leads them to take further dystopian measures as they mass depopulate chickens, cows, and other animals. This leads to a collapse of the food supply on top of the already existing climate restrictions, World War III, false flags, and economic collapse. This all then leads to further lockdowns and the public eating mRNA and bug-infused ration foods based on a carbon credit score attached to a central bank digital currency, or CBDC. This new currency and food reset is connected to a unified ledger, which tracks and traces everybody to determine their WF-approved social credit score. This new dystopian reality forces people to own nothing while living in 15-minute cities, better described as techno-ghettos, while facing the conundrum, comply or starve. There are solutions to this problem right before our eyes, but will enough people wake up in time to take these solutions seriously? That's the question. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue waking people up. Join us in our mission by subscribing to the channel and check out the new free speech forum at community.thepeoplesvoice.tv. I hope to see you there.
Well, I sent a request to EMA, which stands for European Medicines Agency, which is the equivalent of FDA in the US, to tell me, among other things, what is the date when all of these vaccine companies started the studies in animals and they submitted the studies to EMA in order to receive authorizations. And this is exactly, you know, the answer that I received is from 2021. So let me show you the tests submitted by Moderna. So here you can see the day when these tests started. Now so here's
2020, but then 2017, 2016, 2016.
Exactly. Now let me tell you something. We found out, the world found out about this virus in December of 2019. So the assumption is that you have a virus and then you start building a vaccine against that virus, right? So I'm just asking, I'm not accusing anybody. How is it possible? I mean, this is an official answer from a European institution. How is it possible for Moderna to submit studies in order to receive authorization for their vaccine? And these studies were conducted years before we found out about the virus. Let me show you something else about Pfizer. Pfizer, for example, these are the tests submitted by Pfizer. So Pfizer submitted the first, or started the first test on January the 14th, 2020. The interesting thing is we found out the DNA sequence of the virus on January the 11th, 2020, because someone from China released it to the public. So I'm just asking, how is it possible that in 3 days, a company will develop a vaccine and start the testing of it? I'm just asking, I'm not accusing, I'm not saying anything. Let me ask you something else, or show you something else. One of the things that I asked this European agency was to tell me when the tests on humans started. And this is the date.
Wow.
So 2 months after they kind of created the vaccine, they already started the test in humans. But here's something interesting. Usually when you do tests like this, you do the test and then you have to see if the vaccine is working. In other words, if the vaccine is stopping the spread of the virus and if the vaccine is providing you immunity, because otherwise that medical product cannot be labeled as a vaccine if it's not producing both of these things. So I asked this medical agency to tell me the following. If people who were part of these tests were ever exposed to the virus after they were injected with the vaccine. And this is what they told me. Check this out. And I highlighted. So what they're actually saying is when they conducted the test in humans, and look at the dates again here, the whole world was in lockdown. So they gathered the subjects, they injected the subjects, and then they had to stay for 3 months, right? In the lockdown, they were not able to communicate with each other. So after 3 months, they tested them again to see if they had COVID. And that's the reason why they said that these vaccines are so-called 99% effective. And so we see right now how effective they are, because they are not stopping the transmission of the virus and they are clearly not providing immunity.
And, they're killing people at the same time.
On top of it. So this is how they play with the whole world. This is the answer.
So they had the vaccines prior to the virus released.
That's what the data
from their own data.
From their own data. That's what they show.
Wow.
In a recent court filing, AstraZeneca admitted their COVID-19 vaccine can cause a rare blood clot condition known as TTS. TTS is a syndrome that causes people to have blood clots and a low blood platelet count. Individuals claim the vaccine caused serious injuries. AstraZeneca said in the court filing, and I quote, "It is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known." They added caution to these claims, citing that no causation can be identified without evidence. While acknowledging this rare side effect, AstraZeneca maintains the vaccine's benefits in reducing COVID-19 deaths far outweigh the risks. AstraZeneca's admission in court documents adds a new layer to the ongoing lawsuit against the company. The lawsuit stems from claims the vaccine caused serious blood clots and other injuries in a smaller number of people. UK health regulators are investigating 81 deaths potentially linked to TTS, but emphasize this represents an extremely rare side effect. Independent studies continue to show the AstraZeneca vaccine's effectiveness in combating COVID-19. AstraZeneca's recent court admission has drawn renewed attention to the lawsuit filed by families who suffered serious health issues. These families are seeking millions in compensation. The UK government acknowledges that some victims may be eligible for compensation through its scheme, although some argue the payout is inadequate. For all the latest news, download the WeOn app and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Next.
Give us an update on these COVID vaccines and the injuries and now some of the deaths being directly tied to this that everybody is covering up. Everyone, I mean everybody, because this thing was pushed on us. One of the scary things here, Doc, do you know that 85%, I think it was 84.5%, almost 85% of every American took at least one shot. That's over 8 out of 10 people. That's because, you know, you couldn't go to your job without it. It was pushed on you by the government, et cetera, right? People getting fired over it. Everybody had to take it. At the beginning, it was like, you know, Trump endorsed it. We had all that going on. He took it. His family took it. And now we got all these injuries, and they're being underreported, and we're being lied to again. Can you explain to us, Dr. Thorpe, what is going on here with this mRNA vaccine?
Well, the mRNA vaccine is by far and away, hands down, by Pfizer's own data themselves, for the first 10-week rollout that was mandated legally, it is the deadliest, most injurious drug ever rolled out in the history of humanity. During that 10 weeks, with 42,086 casualties, 1,223 dead, with an injured to kill ratio, which is unprecedented at 33.4. So yes, this is a extraordinarily concerning disaster to humanity. This really dwindles the horrible German catastrophe of killing prisoners in the camps in World War II. We are in World War III. And what's even more concerning, John, is the absolute colossal public cover-up from the government. So, yes, COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are at an all-time high. And while people are dwindling in their uptake, single-digit pathetic uptake of these new vaccines, the vaccine-related deaths seem to be skyrocketing. And this is extraordinarily concerning. You know, the CDC releases this 148-page just a week or so ago. I think it was last week, April 7th, 148-page document giving us some clarity on it. It's 100% redacted. It is absolute and abject failure of our government. And one can only conclude that they are trying to kill us. They are trying to depopulate us. They certainly don't care about the American people. And, you know, and the same can be said for all of the hospitals. The hospitals are in this gig. They are all bought off. $183 billion of U.S. taxpayer money was used to fraudulently engage in bribes and these care agreements, these quid pro quo agreements with hospitals to stick with their lethal protocols. The American people are in a very, very dangerous situation. They can't trust their doctors, they can't trust the medical organizations, and they can't trust their governments. So this is extraordinarily concerning. This is why it's so important for every American to understand the facts. You know, listen, my wife and I enumerated just 50 people that we know in our community and our family and friends. 50 people, John, that have died or been devastated from a COVID vaccine turbo cancer or severe injury or death, unexpected and explained only by the COVID-19 vaccine. We're not highly social people down here in our community. This is stunning. The American people know it. This is the time to be prepared. Don't be scared. Be prepared. Go to the wellness company. Look at our supplements and our medications and our consultations that we provide. Every American family needs to have this emergency medical kit because bad times are coming. The deterioration in our society, the infrastructure of our society, has to be apparent with everyone. This is an orchestrated destruction of our infrastructure and the social fabric of our country, which is planned and funded by the globalists, including Soros. Look at our college campuses. Our supply lines are completely shot. Pharmacies are closing down. All of the prescription medications are made offshore. This is a time to get your emergency medical kit, which contains 8 potentially life-saving prescription drugs.
Right, that's it. That is it. The broadcast is over. Have you got some nuggets out of that one? Yep. I must do the Harry Butler, if you know what I mean. So you all take care. I'll catch us on the next episode.
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery. 'Cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops. Monday, bullshit. Tuesday, bullshit. Wednesday, hey, what the fuck? And then 4 more days of increasingly stupid predicaments, ignorant, bolder, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
Shout out to Bass Records. Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. What, man? Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hey. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high, Hunter got high. He never could pay worth a fuck, Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a million up. Damn, that's high.
That's higher than me.
Biden never used to start with B-U-I. Yeah, till Hunter got high, Hunter got high, Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high, till Hunter got high.
Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why. Yeah, cause Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a pimp till Hunter got high. He had the best friends that money could rent, but Hunter got high. Just imagine if he wasn't rich and so damn white. Yeah, the cops would raid his house, eat his lemon pound cake, disconnect his cameras and steal his money.
Like me.